Yes, against my better judgment.
I got him to dance in the studio. I'm just about to load that up on YouTube. I will be Twittering the tag, the link to the YouTube video of Matthew dancing to Mamba Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
That will set hearts
sober,
aflutter.
By the way.
Yes. In a moment, a letter from America. I got a fever
all over me. Today, the life and times of Marcia Hines. I need a doctor, need some relief. When she was just 16, she appeared in Hair. She became a superstar in the 70s after her role as Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar. And now, four decades later, she's rocking with Russell Crowe. I got a problem, baby, it's you. Now that you're gone, that's Marcia on Mornings Today from 9 on 891 ABC Adelaide.
She's still got the moves.
Oh, she has. Yeah. The category, you know, when you load something up to YouTube, they ask you what category.
Would you put under education?
No, I'm putting it under comedy.
Oh, don't. Don't do that. You have to be cruel. Mark Levine, he knows how to move the dance floor to Mambo Number 5, which I think is politically... I'm assuming you do, Mark.
I do, but you sound out of breath, I must say.
Yes, I was. Mark's a constitutional attorney, formerly worked for the US Congress, has also had a crack at running for the US Congress a few months back.
And you'll get there. You will get there, Mark.
You will. Without help.
I hope so. Today would have been election day for me, but I lost in my primary.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get there.
And has a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show. Mark, today are the midterm elections. You better explain this to us.
Sure. So the President of the United States is elected every 4 years, but Congress is elected every 2 years. The House of Representatives every 2 years, and the Senate every 6 years, but they staggered the terms, so a third of the Senate is elected every 2 years. So the substance of it is that every 2 years there's an election in America. There's a presidential election that we all pay very close attention to and get out and largely vote for in pretty record numbers. And then there's the midterm elections. That's the 2 years in between the presidential elections when most of us stay home and grumble.
Right. What is the turnout?
Yeah.
We won't know it, obviously, until election day's over, but it tends to be perhaps 30%, something like that, sometimes even lower, whereas in a presidential year, we usually get over 50%. And that, by the way, it's much higher when you look at registered voters. It's maybe half of registered voters. A good third of America isn't registered to vote. The Republicans actually make it very hard to register to vote. Democrats tend to want to make it easy. I happen to think all American citizens should just be automatically registered, but they may consider me socialist for that. I don't know.
Oh, you are. You're a pinko.
I guess so.
We here in Australia, for our state and federal elections, it's compulsory to vote, and you will be fined if you do not.
I support that. Yeah. I would love to see that in the United States. I think too many people don't exercise their right to vote, and then they sit around and grumble about the government. Congress has an approval rating of some 9% right now. Under 10% approves of the United States Congress, and yet two-thirds probably won't go out to vote to change it.
But it's a little bit of
hypocrisy,
Mark,
there.
It's in the Constitution. It's their constitutional right not to vote.
Actually, it's not in the Constitution. The Constitution is silent over whether or not you can require voting. I actually think you could, but I don't think anyone will advocate, other than myself, the Australian position anytime soon.
Interesting, in our local government election, which is another layer of government we could probably do without, it's not compulsory, and the voting turnout here in South Australia at the moment is, they think, sitting at around 25%. So,
That's for local councils. Yeah, you know, people who pick up your rates and rubbish and things like school public libraries and things like that. That's your council.
Well, you would think that would be more important to people. I mean, if your trash is lying in the street, you want a good local government, right?
Yes, well...
Oh, well, when you put it like that.
Mark, what does it say then when you put it like that? Exactly.
Have the two of you gotten out to vote today?
No.
It only encourages them, Mark.
Yeah.
It's the morning. You still have time.
Now, Mark, people, particularly the Democrats, are not encouraging your president to get out and campaign. Why?
Well, unfortunately, my party is running away from the president right now. He's not the most popular. I think it's a little unfair to him. I think that we in the United States, after 6 years of a presidency, which after all can't last more than 8 years, we tend to want the other person. We tend to be tired. The newness has worn off its sheen, and President Obama is just the president. We were against Bush after 6 years. We were against Clinton after 6 years. I think it's a little silly. I don't think the president's perfect. I can tell you all kinds of things I think he's done wrong. Any long-term president is going to do some things right and wrong. But actually, our economy is doing very well, and I think people are a little harsh. But what can I say? It's my party.
And you'll cry if you want to.
And I probably will cry tonight. I don't think we're going to do very well.
Mark, if you don't, what does it mean for the rest of his term as president, who have even less control of the legislature than he does at the moment?
Well, I think we've seen a steady reduction in the amount of control. So the first 2 years, he largely had control of the Senate and the House, and that's when he got a lot of the things done that we still talk about. The stimulus that saved our economy when Europe wasn't doing it, the what they call Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act to give better coverage, health care coverage. Most of his accomplishments were in those first 2 years. Then the Republicans took over one branch of the two-branch Congress, and not much has been accomplished since then. If they take over the other branch of Congress, I suspect we'll even see less accomplishment, if that's possible. It's hard to get much below zero.
And would it be a move to roll back things such as what is called Obamacare? I heard that they can try that, but the president can just block it. So really, for the next year or so, literally nothing will happen.
That's right. In the American government, you sort of need all systems go to do anything. You need the president and both houses of Congress to move something. It's very easy to stop things in America. If all three branches aren't in one direction, you basically sit there, point fingers, and yell at each other. If all three are in the same direction, you can move stuff forward for the Democrats or for the Republicans. That's what President Obama did in his first 2 years. But barring a Republican president in 2016, really nothing's going to happen with this Congress very much. They'll probably stop him from appointing liberal judges, and they'll cause more investigations, and there'll be a lot more finger-pointing, a lot more acrimony. I do think, however, the Democrats will do well 2 years from now, just because the states that are up for the Senate this year tend to be the more conservative states, and 2 years from now they tend to be the more liberal states. It's a mere coincidence, but it's one of the reasons why we're probably going to lose this evening.
Well, Mark, we hope you have a good night anyway.
Well, thank you, and yeah. I'll try to dance the song to make myself feel better.
There's still something to dance about.
Yeah. Mark Levine,
there's
thank
always
you.
Reason to dance.
There's always a good reason to dance.
Good on you, Mark.
Dance like nobody's watching.
Unfortunately
for Matthew, I was watching, and even more so, I was recording. That's being loaded up to YouTube as we speak.
Why do I feel this is not going to be good?
I don't think it's going to be good at all, Matthew. And that should arrive in the internet world sometime after 7 o'clock. I'll keep you posted